Hey, what's going on, guys? Nick Unsworth here, and welcome to another episode of Life on Fire TV. And today, I'm featuring Brian Dulaney. And so Brian is not only a really good friend, but he is a guy that runs a digital marketing company, and he specializes in video marketing and also paid advertising online. So the footage you're about to see is from our mastermind event. So our clients at the $500 a month level, at the $3,000 a month level, are called Firestarters or Firestarter Elites. And we have this amazing retreat out in Arizona. And so the footage you're gonna see is Brian sharing his 13-step how to rank videos on YouTube to our group of Firestarters. So this is something that, you know, if you're driving or if you're at the gym or whatever you may be doing, this is one of these episodes that you may want to pull over or to take notes, because it's very step-by-step, it's very tactical. You absolutely wanna make sure that you check out the show notes on this episode as well. So lifeonfire.com, you can always get to any of our episodes. Be sure that you head there, because he's got the presentation slides and he's got some of the resources that we mentioned in here as well. So definitely lifeonfire.com, and buckle your seatbelt and get ready to rock out 13 steps on how to rank a video on YouTube. And the purpose of all this is so that you get traffic, so that you're building rapport with your audience, you're getting traffic, and you're getting found on YouTube. And then you're also getting found on Google as well. So once you learn this process, you can get your videos ranked, build up your audience, and grow your influence and brand authority as well. So enjoy. Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
Guys, how many here are doing videos on YouTube right now? Okay, who has more than 5 videos on YouTube? Keep your hands raised. 10 videos on YouTube? 20 videos on YouTube? 50 videos on YouTube? 100 videos on YouTube?
I don't know.
Okay, cool. Okay, so then the last slide of this presentation, I mean, YouTube videos are like real estate. The more you own, the wealthier you become. So you should just keep doing more videos. So here's a 13-step ranking formula that we use in our business to rank videos on YouTube. Now, we do this a lot of times when we go into new niches and new spaces that we're not yet in, to test the market to see if it's viable, because this strategy works really fast and it's really effective for us to do it. So YouTube is the world's third, here's some cool stats. So YouTube is the world's third most visited website in the world. YouTube is associated the number 2 search engine right now behind Google, more popular than cable television, and their goal, YouTube's goal, is to become a television network. They want that, they're taking over, okay? So doing YouTube videos and doing Google Hangouts are crushing it right now. So highly recommend to do a Google Hangout, and then do this 13-step video ranking strategy for your videos after that. I mean, literally, Google Hangouts are, you're ranking like 3 to 5 days up to a week for ridiculous keywords, like just ridiculous, like fitness. It's just ridiculous. And next, YouTube now receives over 5 billion daily views and growing, and mobile gets over 1 billion views per day. So obviously, videos are awesome. So next. So here's the first step. So the first step that you wanna do in your video, in the process, is you wanna do proper keyword research, okay? So how many here knows how to do proper keyword research? Okay, cool, so we got some people in the room. But the tools that we use are mainly Market Samurai, and YouTube has a keyword tool as well. But Market Samurai is gonna just drills in deeper to competitive analysis and competitions research as well. It tells you how many searches your videos or keywords get per day. And it's not completely accurate. If you do a YouTube search, a YouTube keyword tool, they're not completely accurate either. So don't take those numbers for you know, verbatim. They're off. Google's off too. But the sweet spot is anything under 20,000 searches per month with this video ranking strategy. If you want to go after keywords that are heavier, you just need a stronger approach. Okay, so you can go after those, but you're gonna have to do something. You have to do stuff that's like beyond this strategy. Some really ninja stuff, yeah. And for us, we have access to a blog, private blog network, so that's what we use to do it. But not everybody has access to that. But it's just this is a sweet spot, because the way that I want you to think about your video ranking strategy is, How can you get, let's say you choose keywords that are between 5 to 10,000 searches per month, and then just multiply that by 10. So just have the idea of going into it that you're gonna create 10, 20, 30 videos that are getting between 5 to 20,000 searches per month. When you stack that and compound that, there's a lot of traffic. I mean, that's plenty sustainable. Okay, and then you're gonna look at keywords that have buyer intentions. Okay, those are the keywords that are gonna have, they're gonna be gold for your business versus just general keywords like video marketing or fitness. You know, those are just way too general.
What's buyer intent? Just an example of a buyer.
Yeah. So right now, advertising on Facebook, okay, people that are looking to, advertising on Facebook, it would be an example of a buyer intentional keyword. People that are looking for the keyword advertising on Facebook are generally gonna try to spend money on Facebook, right? Okay, these people are looking to spend money on Facebook. Okay, so according to Market Samurai, and these numbers aren't 1,000% or 100% accurate, but there's 145 searches per day for that keyword advertising on Facebook. Now, there's a lot of other keywords that are related to advertising on Facebook. When you go to Google to find related keywords on advertising on Facebook, all you do is type in advertising on Facebook. This would be something to write down. Go to the bottom of Google, and it'll tell you all the related keywords that have to do with advertising on Facebook. And you want to incorporate those into your video. And YouTube reads what you're saying. Like, they can pick up on the keywords that are in your video.
Like, as you're saying?
As you're speaking them. Yeah. I mean, they're ridiculous with it. But you're going to want to talk about, it's really important to do proper keyword research because you're going to want to talk about the keywords that you want to rank for. You don't want to be overkill with it, but you want to incorporate them in many ways. Google is all about relevance and authority. Okay, they're going to show who's the most relevant and who has the most authority all day long, and they're always going to continue in that trend. So the more authority you have on a subject, the more relevance you have to the topic. When someone types in advertising on Facebook, obviously Facebook's going to show up, but they want the most relevant and the most authoritative person or company that's related to that keyword.
What is the 148, what's the SEO be?
So that's SEO competition. So there's a lot of competition for that keyword, okay?
And what's the 148.85 represent?
So that's 148.85 is what the SEO value. This is saying what how much this keyword is worth per day. Okay, that's just a general ballpark number. You know, when we're selling a $1,000 Facebook product, this number is, our numbers blow this one number through the roof. But it just gives you an estimate. If this says $2, sometimes it says it's really low, you know? So when it says like $2 or $3, you know it's not a good keyword to go after. But when it has 100 or more, that's a really good keyword to go after.
Creates a baseline.
Yeah. Okay, boom. Okay, buy Facebook fans. This is definitely a buyer, the keyword that has buyer intention. Okay, there's 178 searches per day for buy Facebook fans. Has $122 per day in revenue, which is where we want it to be, based on Market Samurai's results. And the competitive scores right here, you don't need to worry about those. All I want you to worry about is this number, how many searches per day it gets. You want to look at, you don't have to get all ninja with it, like from an SEO perspective. You just need to know a couple things. You need to know if it's a keyword. And you just use your brain, like use your imagination. Like, does this sound like a keyword that people would search to buy? You know, if I was ranking a video just for Facebook fans, that's not really a buyer. It doesn't have much buyer intention behind the keyword. So you just kind of have to think about the keyword and what makes sense in your market, because everyone has a different market. Next. Between 10 to 20,000 a month is the range. Yeah.
So you're saying that's the sweet spot because it's a good price to buy that?
No, that's a good search volume because you're going to get good amount of traffic back from that. Okay. But once you go above 20,000, you got to get a lot more aggressive in your link strategy. Yeah. So you have to do like link rentals, blog networks. You just have to go above and beyond. Yeah. You have to go above and beyond. So how to advertise on Facebook, I mean, look how long that keyword is, but it still gets 145 searches per day, and it's $117 per day in SEO value. This would be perfect to have a video that says how to advertise on Facebook, and you're gonna wanna put that keyword into the title of your video, into the description of the video, and also into the tags of the video. And you're also going to want to name your video file that's related to that keyword. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Next. Facebook marketing strategy. Okay, another keyword. It doesn't get a lot of traffic. Okay, and this is an interesting keyword, but it still gets 53 per day. It still has a $90 per day SEO value. Since we're selling a $1,000 Facebook product, obviously the number is going to go through the roof, right? So again, I just want to show you some ideas of keywords. And you can see, like, there's other keywords here that I did not go after, like social media consulting. That's probably something that we could go after, but it gets only 29 searches per day. Ways to advertise, that's a good idea of something that ways to advertise is so general. It's way too general. Facebook tools, if we sold Facebook tools, then that would be a great keyword to go after. But it's not, because we don't sell Facebook tools, you know? So next. So here's the second part of this process. And this is the part where you're going to make your video. So you're going to decide whether it's going to be educational and informational. You really want, when you're creating videos, you want to be as educational and informational as possible. Google can tell if your video is pitchy. So if you try to put a video, by the way, YouTube PPC is crushing it right now and getting really cheap traffic. So highly recommend to do YouTube PPC. I'm not going to talk about YouTube PPC and get into all the nits and details of that. But YouTube, you can literally. Pay-per-click, yeah. Yeah. Good call. So yeah, using their platform to run advertising through their network. And we're seeing penny clicks through YouTube. There's not a lot of people doing it. Yeah, in the ads, when people search for keywords, your videos have the opportunity to show up. I mean, the guy who does Mike Chang, I mean, he's doing $1 million a month just in revenue just from YouTube traffic. Yeah, he didn't want to rely on affiliates. So he just went out and found his own traffic sources.
What's his product?
Which is crazy. He's got it's like Truth About Abs. It's like that type of product. It's six pack shortcuts. Yeah. So an ab product, you know, that's $100 ab product or less than $100. So you can use PowerPoint. You guys can use Keynote. You can do live, or you can do a hybrid of both. Okay, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what you do. You can do all three, all the above. Google ranks. They rank. PowerPoint presentation. No, I don't have any stats. Yeah, no stats. Because every niche is kind of different.
I'm just about to start, so I was just debating. Okay.
Yeah, people like to see a face if you come on in the beginning of the video. People like to connect with you. So that's going to convert. Yeah, you can roll into that, but the more you can be in front facing, like Nick does with a lot of his videos, the more people are going to be able to relate to you. And they're gonna know they're gonna begin to know, like, and trust you more, like faster, when you just get in front of them. It's gonna be the highest and best use of your time for sure. But in some cases where you're talking about how to advertise on Facebook, like that strategy is come on board with a hybrid video where you go, you know, hi, welcome, you know, hi, this is Nick from Life on Fire, boom, and then he runs into it, and then he goes and transitions over to, okay, listen, here's how we advertise on Facebook, and then he just would show you step by step how to do it. And then lead them to the next process, whatever that may be. Tell people what to do next. You always want to tell people what to do, what the next step is in the process. You always want to guide people along the process. Funny is money, so if you can incorporate funny into your video and just make it fun and make it humorous and just make it lively. And people don't, you know, people are doing all kinds of videos out there. You'd be surprised with what people are doing and making money online, but you try to add some humor into it, that would help. Swipe and deploy. Find other people that are already successful in your niche and just duplicate it. Like, you don't need to reinvent the wheel, you know? So search for your keywords, find someone who's running a channel that's in your niche, and then just duplicate that and figure out how. What I always do is I try to figure out how I can make it better, like one up them, you know? So find what's working. If they're crushing it on YouTube, just take the same strategy and say, okay, how can I make this better? How can I make a better user experience? How can I connect more?
Is there a tool now to see, you used to be able to see other people's keywords in their videos, but now you can't? You have to view source to see them? Or
right.
Is
that
the only way to do it?
Yeah, view source is a way of seeing it, unless they dump them in the descriptions.
Okay.
But yeah, view source would be a way to see.
There's a company called vidIQ, vidIQ.com,
mm-hmm.
And they'll
figure it out. Okay.
Nice.
So
you just paste the URL in?
Boom. Cool. Bam. Okay, so video optimization, basically the way that this works is, here's just a simple checklist for you. So you're gonna optimize your file name with your keyword. You're gonna optimize your title with your keyword. Okay, now you wanna be a little more, you wanna add a little more than just like how to advertise on Facebook. Okay, optimize your title, optimize your description. You want your description to be like a blog post. Okay, you don't wanna just to put, you don't wanna just put a small amount of text in there. You really want to fill it up with content, and content that's related to the keywords.
What about having a transcript of your video as a description?
You can do that as well. I generally don't do that. We generally write new content that's fresh, so that it's not duplicated. No. Choose your category. Obviously, choose one that relates. Optimize your tags by putting the keywords that are related that you did through your proper keyword research. Pick a thumbnail. It's recommended, in most cases, your thumbnail is not gonna be like awesome. So if you customize your thumbnail, you just wanna make it sexy. You wanna make it look fresh, you know? People are gravitated to things that look nice, you know? So just, you can create custom thumbnails, and I forget the video file size, but when you're in YouTube, it allows you to upload a custom thumbnail. So just make it something that's fresh, that stands out, and that, you know, like what we're doing with some of Nick's stuff, is we're actually putting in like how to advertise on Facebook. Picture, Nick, Life on Fire logo, okay? And it pops amongst all the other videos that are on YouTube because they're not optimizing their YouTube videos, they're just slapping it up and just throwing it against the wall, okay? Call to action overlay, so you can add call to action overlay, which is like, if you can see that there, I'm not sure if you can see that or not, but it just allows you to throw in a link, a text and a link, a headline and a link, to then link out to wherever you want them to go next, whatever the next destination URL is. And then that's the main process. So this is a basic, you know, the biggest thing I wanna emphasize here is that you wanna keep it extremely relevant to the keywords that have to do with the keywords that you're going after. So keep it hyper-focused and make sure that you have enough content in the body of the video. You can also link out to like the first, whatever's showing up on Google, like, let's say it's like a Wikipedia. You could also link out to that Wikipedia because it's showing that you are associating your video with other content that Google's already saying that's highly valuable. Okay, does that make sense? You're not greedy. You're not like
in the description.
Yeah, like linking out to the.
Can you share this slide?
Yeah, make sure I'll share the whole thing, okay. The whole presentation. Okay, boom.
Question.
Yeah. Right when you're in the video, right when you're setting up your video, you're editing the settings, there's an add a call to action overlay within the back end of YouTube.
Sorry, is that different than annotations?
Yeah, annotations are a little different. Call to action overlay is annotations.
Right, isn't the call to action overlay? Kind
Somewhat. I don't know how new it is. I've been using it for a while.
Okay. But annotations you can no longer link out.
Right. Annotations are just like text that you can just like slap in, but, and those can be effective, you know, as something you want to add in later.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if that's just text, you're not gonna link out from an annotation. Cool. Okay, so next, here's our video ranking formula. So what you do is have your video and write a press release ready to go with basic on-site rules. And then here's the on-site rules here, keyword, image, keyword title, image, video file, body, and citation. So I'm gonna explain that in a second. So after you have your video done, you've uploaded to YouTube, you've optimized your YouTube video, you've optimized the title, you've optimized the body, you've optimized the tags, you've optimized the entire video, it's ready to rock and roll. The next step is gonna be to write a press release, publish it through PRWeb or Newswire. Now Newswire is a lot more expensive, it's like $6,000 for the year, but PRWeb is got a lot of different options as well. I suggest if you're gonna use PRWeb, you're gonna choose the highest version of their service. That's like $360 or something for a single use video. We have an agency account, so we don't pay that. But but you know, these are the two highest quality sources for doing press releases. So the press release is number one, it's gonna distribute your press release to a variety of websites out there that have different levels of PR. Okay, PR ranges from like 1 to 10. Okay, you'll get some sites that have a PR of 3, a PR of 4, PR of 5. You don't need to worry about all that shenanigans. What you need to worry about is that this press release is going to link back to your video and give your video authority and credibility. Okay, it's imagine if you had a link from Oprah, or you had a link from Donald Trump, or you had a link from wherever. If Google associates that value, if Oprah said, "You go check out your website," and she linked to it on her blog, you're going to get a lot of backlink authority and a lot of value from that.
Okay, so basically, someone's not necessarily going to pick up on this because you did a press release, but it's really the backlink you're looking for.
Right. Yeah. If it is a backlink strategy, yes. Okay. The press release, if anyone finds you through this press release, that's just icing on the cake. Like, the strategy is not to get
I
the press.
Just trying to understand.
Right. But you have to write the press release in a way that's newsworthy. You know, you don't want to write like a press release like how to advertise on Facebook. They're not going to let you run it. They're going to deny that all day long. But the press release that you want to have is you want to incorporate your YouTube video into the press release, the body of the press release. Then you want to have images in the press release, and then you link out from those. You want to link out from the press release to your YouTube video, link out to your blog where your YouTube video is also hosted. And then you want those images to link out to your YouTube videos as well. And then you want to have which is next, slide.
Can you give before we move on, any quick thought on, you know, something that's seemingly not newsworthy, making it newsworthy?
Okay, so we tied in, like with Nick's recent one, we tied in the fact that the podcast launched recently. So we just leveraged the podcast launch and the fact, new podcast. And then we weaved in how to advertise on Facebook. Okay. Yeah. So and then the very next day we published another press release that leverages the first one. So Nick Unsworth, as seen on Fox, CBS, like because the press release that went out the first day was published to those platforms. So now we have the opportunity to leverage what we did the day before. And then we just leverage that authority, and then that gets picked up by even a larger network. Because when you push out a press release, if it's not like solid, the whole network is not gonna pick it up. They pick up stuff that's actually like, you're gonna get more power and authority, like more distribution power, when you have something that's really, truly newsworthy. So our strategy is you wanna just keep press releases going. Press releases are super valuable for your business, minus the YouTube ranking strategy. The link I had on the last slide?
It said title, image, video, file, body, citation.
Oh, yeah, go over that one.
Okay.
That's important.
Yeah, so keyword in the title, in the image, in the video file, in the body, and in the citation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then you want to put a naked URL in the citation. Okay, the citation is like at the end of the video, or end of the press release, and then you just want to link the naked URL. Okay, it could be your YouTube URL, could be your brand URL. Again, the sole purpose of this press release is not to get press. If you pick up press, it's just icing on the cake. The purpose of this is to get all these backlinks coming at you from sites that have authority.
And so the backlinks happen with your press release, but also if anybody runs the press release, that's where you get the volume of backlinks.
Exactly. And then even other people syndicate content from those press release sites, so you pick up even more authority from those. So it's just a trickle-down effect.
Question, if all of this is in a different language, if you're just in Spanish and CBS and all those, is not the network over there, does it work the same?
I'm not sure about the Spanish market. Yeah, not sure about the Spanish market, but they have, I mean, you can do press releases for the Spanish market. There shouldn't be any problem with that. Yeah, you shouldn't have a problem with that. I don't have experience with doing it in the Spanish market, so I can't reference that. But you shouldn't have any issues. It should be it's the same. And the traffic in other countries is actually a lot easier to rank. It's a lot easier to rank, like, in other countries. Okay, next. Post your video and then immediately post your press release with an anchor back to the video URL and the naked URL. Megan. Next. Okay, so here's the launch system. It's going to be real simple. And we're going to go real fast through this. So you guys want to take notes on this. So, boom. Yeah, next. Yeah, good call. Good call. All right, so here's one. Day one includes send 50 to 70 unique Twitter tweets, 50 to 70 Facebook likes, and 50 to 70 Google Plus shares to your press release that links to your video. Okay, so the press release links to the video. You're gonna push through 50 to 70, and I just want you to write these formulas down. 50 to 70 unique Twitter tweets, 50 to 70 Facebook likes, and 50 to 70 Google Plus shares. Okay, that's day one. This is still day one. Facebook recommends. You need to go back a little bit? Okay, well, you guys will get the slides, I guess, but I want you to get the overall big picture here. Like this, the purpose here. Let's give you the overall big picture. We'll give you guys the slides, and we can go over this again another time, too. But I want you to really understand the big picture and the overall strategy from a high level perspective. You know? Like, I don't want you to get stuck in the trenches. You buy them through. There's a variety of sources that we buy our links through. Yeah, you're buying tweets, you're buying likes, you're buying Google Plus shares. Yeah. So there's a variety of sources. Don't worry about that right now. Again, I want you guys to understand the overall strategy and big picture here, okay? Because you guys are here to learn at a high level and then implement it later. Okay, so day one, 50 to 70 unique Twitter tweets, 50 to 70 Facebook likes, 50 to 70 Google Plus shares. Then you're also gonna get 200 to 300 Facebook recommends on your press release over a few days. So you're gonna spread that out over time, but you're gonna get, 200 to 300 Facebook recommends, 200 to 400 real Facebook likes to your press release to boost the social activity, 30 video comments, delivered over 24 to 48 hours. This is not a hard rule. These are not hard rule numbers either. You want to, in everything that you do with SEO, because this is what we're talking about now, you want to diversify. You never want to leave a footprint. So when I say 50, 50 to 70. 30, 30 to 50. Like, you always want to randomize. You never want to leave a footprint, ever. As soon as you leave a footprint, then that's when Google starts to figure things out. And they start to shut that down. That stuff down. Okay, so get 50 video likes to your YouTube video, again. 5,000 or so regular video views. Okay, so at that point in time, the service is gonna send people to watch your video, and you're gonna get, your video is just gonna get views over a period of days, over a period of weeks. And your video view count is gonna go up. Because this has to look natural. This can't be looking like it's like an automated bot, like this. This has to look like as if it's real. There's a site called, one of the sites that we do use that I'll tell you is Microworkers. So Microworkers is something that you can pay people to do small jobs. Like, you tell them, go to Facebook, recommend our YouTube URL. Go to Facebook, recommend our link. Microworkers.com?
Yeah.
We've used them before too, yeah. We've used them before, yeah. Okay, 50 to 65. YouTube subscribers, okay, that's a key piece. 10 to 15 real comments on your video, which is a micro worker's job, because you can pay the people like 15 cents or 25 cents or 75 cents to actually go to your YouTube channel, watch your video, leave a comment. And it's very important that you give them very specific instructions, because you don't want them to just like bounce to your video, leave a comment, and dip. You know, it's really important that you tell them what to do. It needs to look natural. Like, all this needs to look natural. Next. So get 50 to 70 people to search and watch your video and then thumbs up your video, right? 20 to 30 people visit and like your press release. That was done. Go back there. Okay, so that was day two. So this is loaded. The only thing you do on day two. You're going to get 20 to 30 people visit and like your press release. And on day three, you're going to get 700 to 900 social bookmarks to your press release, plus RSS, plus ping your press release. You're gonna get 15 to 25 real Twitter accounts with over 100,000 Twitter followers to tweet your press release. That was a Fiverr job. Get 80 to 100 do follow social bookmarks to your press release using unique accounts. And here's additional notes. So all of that is probably nonsense to you. But what I want you guys to understand, So here's additional to add additional value, keep the process going with as many views, likes, and comments as possible until you get to the position that you want. Okay? It's gonna look really unnatural if you get to a position and all of a sudden there's no video view, there's no likes, there's no comments, like it just drops off. As soon as Google sees that activity being abnormal, they're gonna just, you're not authoritative anymore. Okay, so that means your video might suck, sorry to say. But, so that's why it's really important to create high quality videos like Nick does, just model exactly what Nick's doing, because he's doing, like his are on point and they're money. So watch other people's videos on YouTube account, on the YouTube account as well, and make real comments on other videos so the count looks legit. You know, like if you had your own channel and you were really passionate about creating and marketing through YouTube, you would subscribe to other people's channels, you would like other people's videos. That's all related to your niche, right? Okay, so whatever makes sense naturally. Again, think about everything you're doing with YouTube. Think with social media in general. It's like you're at a party. Okay, you're having a conversation. It's like a party. To add additional videos to the channel to make it even more solid. Yeah, that's another thing. You don't want to just do one video and just post it up and just think you're going to get that video to rank. That's going to look weird too. So you want to add additional videos. So have a strategy for creating multiple videos, whether it's one a week or one every month. But add more than one video. Link to the video from as many quality places as possible with a steady pace. Okay, so what's important here is that people are actually linking back to your video. So if you have the opportunity to embed the video in any place that you can, okay, other blogs, do you have other websites that you have that you can post it on? Okay, that's why it is important to put it on your blog. But it's also important to put it on other blogs if you have any other blogs. Okay, or you can put it onto Web 2.0 sites and get links from those, like WordPress.com, Blogger.com, Squidoo, and just get that video published in other places and getting coming back to you. Reply to use comments as they come in. So yeah, just basically reply to the comments as they come in. Like I said before, every video is a real estate, so the more you own, the wealthier you will be, and that's the last slide. So,
all right, so I hope you enjoyed the session with Brian Delaney out in Arizona. I think it freaking rocked because he broke down exactly how to get your videos ranked on YouTube and how you can too. And before we go, I would just want to encourage you to head to lifeonfirecontest.com where we're giving away all kinds of crazy cool prizes. We have a contest every single month. So just head to lifeonfirecontest.com. You can check out the prizes that we have and it's super easy to enter as well. So check out lifeonfirecontest.com and we will see you soon. Cheers.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.